Hello, and welcome to episode 111 of Bardic Quest. Our heroes have managed to subdue the treacherous Sildar Hallwinter, and now they get ready to sit around the proverbial negotiating table, ready to draw up their terms. So without further ado, let's get into this week's episode of Bardic Quest. Time. You guys had obviously battled with one Sildar Hallwinter and his bugbear minions, Kelsapris. Really had the high ground the whole time, which you weren't tempted to give up at any point. Which really allowed you to deal with the bugbears as Sildar sent them up towards you to try and deal with you. But one of those bugbears fell and I believe did not last when they did so. It has been a while, I must admit. Which left us with two bugbears. As you were cutting these ropes to stop them climbing up, and also covering Sildar with flammable oil at every given opportunity, in the hopes of igniting him.
That's a war crime. I feel like that's a war crime.
maybe. But then, eventually, I believe, courtesy of the boots of striding and springing that Thoric now has in his possession, Thoric was able to leap across this chasm as Sildar tried to make his escape up the far wall and into a tunnel beyond. But Thoric, you managed to cut him off as he was climbing up the wall, covered in flammable oil, such as he was, with Saga, I believe, if memory serves, pursuing from below. Essentially, we pick up now after Sildar has just called off his bugbear men after a brief exchange between him and Thoric, which he believes has resulted in agreements to negotiate. So, the bugbears stand down. Johan and Sergei, you are still on the far cliff top leading into the chasm. Saga, you are looking up at Sildar, whose back is to you as he looks towards Thoric, with Sildar himself being covered in this oil as he's just called down to his bugbears to stand down. Thoric. As the man face to face with Sildar right now, is there anything that you would like to do?
Yes. In Dwarvish, I would like to say to the person that looks like Sildar, "Where's your sword, Sildar? Ish nanach kakui, Sildar."
I He looks at you curiously, and he says, "I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch what you were saying."
I know that one of my other compatriots speaks Dwarvish.
Yep, Saga's coming up that bloody...
In Dwarvish, I smile, extend a hand towards him as if I'm going to shake it, but I say, it's not him, and I hit him with my fucking hammer.
Oh, yes. We're going back into initiative again.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. I was going to climb up the rest.
I scream...
Oh, all right.
This is way back, okay. And I Spartan kick him off the
all right. In which case, then, let's roll some initiative for everyone again as we go.
Sorry, like, I
no, no, it's completely, completely, completely right.
Negotiation right. is not happening at this point.
No,
it's
no.
Sergei is definitely still in like mid fighting Kraut's position. I'm gonna turn to Johan and just go, "What are they saying? I really don't understand it."
Saga's gonna scream, "It's the shapeshifter.
Something about ashes and queef."
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. This is a family show.
Johan's very innocent. He doesn't know what that is. That's just
a family show sometimes.
All right, bear with me one second then.
You're just kind of like...
I imagine when they, like, after talking to each other, turn their heads and sync, just...
I imagine Sergei and Johan kind of running, and then when they say, stand down, they slow to a walk, and then sorry, kick, and then they've gone back to...
What hasn't Sergei still got like a torch just kind of like just hovering towards Ildar?
All right, I'm nearly ready.
The mage hand, isn't there?
Yes.
Mm. All right.
I suddenly remembered that Thoric spoke in Dwarvish to Sildar before, and he speaks bad Dwarvish.
Mm-hmm.
My man.
All right, let's do it the Matthew Mercer way. Anybody got anything above 20?
Oh.
Anything above 15? Sergei?
I got a 19.
Ooh, very nice. So Sergei on the 19. Lovely. Anything above a 10?
40.
Anything 14, okay. Anything above 5?
I got a 5.
And I got a 10.
Yay!
All right, okay. So Johan with the 10. all right. Okay. So, Thoric, then, it's probably not too much of a surprise that your attack is not going to quite get in there first, but your shout of that it not being him is certainly going to
put everybody on. I like skid on a stone, like, whoa!
Yeah. Alrighty. Okay, so the order is going to go thus, then. Sergei, then Saga, then Johan, then Sildar, then Thoric, then Blondie, and then a brunette. Bugbear. Okay. My. Okay.
Get copyright.
Right, it's less than 10 seconds, it's fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine. All right, so, Sergei, then. You just hear Thoric call out, it's not him, as he gets ready to strike the Sildar in front of him. What would you like to do?
Question. Is my mage hand, excuse me, holding the torch still up?
I believe so.
Lovely. Let's send that bad boy in while also dying of the plague.
All right. So your torch is flying across the chasm towards Sildar. You can move the torch 30 feet, I believe, courtesy of Mage Hand.
Correct, yes.
So, and that's as a bonus action, I believe, as well, right?
That is an action.
As an action? Ooh.
Yes.
That might change things a little. Still, I think you could certainly get it across that chasm as an action, so that shouldn't be too much of a problem.
I'll get it over in the general direction.
Sure, okay. So it flies across said chasm towards Sildar and Thoric with Saga just below. Anything else you'd like to do? Any bonus actions or movement? You are still on the top of that chasm at the moment.
Mm. Is Blondie or Brunette up here with us?
Blondie and Brunette are both below. Brunette Bugbear, I believe, is halfway up a rope. Yeah, it's been a good month since we finished that encounter. But I believe you finished halfway up the rope. The only rope remaining, I should add.
Nice. I'll stand looking rather cocky next to Johan and just start reeling off like cool one-liners to do with fire and setting things on fire,
such as.
You were not going to get away with that one, were you, really?
Yeah.
Burn, baby, burn. Or maybe this sounds better. I like eating mushrooms and setting things on fire, and I've just finished eating mushrooms. I don't know, how does that sound?
You probably shouldn't have eaten those mushrooms.
Yeah, the glowing ones from the beginning of the cave. Just
yeah.
We just found these as I was going through.
All right.
Wonder would be in Skyrim.
Saga.
Yes.
You are currently below Sildar, who is dripping with oil.
Can I climb up?
Yes, you are not a proficient climber, I believe.
I mean, that's very presumptuous, but no.
<It's>...
I was hoping to climb up and grab him by the leg and haul him down.
So, if you don't have a climb speed, climbing up basically means moving at half speed. Difficult terrain, essentially.
How far up is he?
20 feet. Which is why the bugbears are always finishing their movement halfway up the rope.
Yeah, I'm on 35 feet.
Shoot him down!
So,
yeah, I guess
so you would... Yeah, it's still not going to be enough.
What if Saga dashes?
You could certainly dash up if you wanted to.
But then I can't dash up and then pull him down. That's two actions, I'm guessing.
Correct.
Oh, fuck.
Do you have a second wind?
I used it.
Damn.
Indeed. God damn it.
God damn.
So the question
fuck
is...
Fuck him up, Saga!
What would you like to do?
Oh! I believe I still have... I do. I have some fucking rope. I'm going to try to lasso him down.
Holy moly. All right. From the ground, you're going to...
Mm. Yeah.
Huh.
It worked on the eyeball thing, so...
Yeah. I can't... God, that was a long time ago. I can't remember how I ruled lassoing. But let me think. I would say we're probably looking at what is essentially a ranged attack. Which, if you hit... will be essentially restraining mm-hmm. on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I suppose the whole motion as you tighten it is the pull. So then we could have a... This is probably me being very generous with the action economy, but a opposed strength check. And if you succeed, that will pull him closer towards you.
I don't know, Wayne. Sounds a bit ropey.
I would like to add, she is a proficient hunter. If that gives me any...
She's proficient in all weapons. She's a fighter.
Yeah.
I don't think that I don't know if that's gonna help you.
What do I roll?
So give me a attack roll using it's a dex based attack roll. So essentially like a ranged attack. But obviously you, and I don't if you're a proficient hunter. Okay, roll with your proficiency as well.
Yes.
Yay.
Thank you.
Maybe it's this illness I'm battling, but I'm feeling generous tonight.
So plus 3 for my dex, and then plus 2 for my proficiency. Ooh, a nice plus 5. Juicy.
Come on.
19.
Oh, very nice.
Dope on a rope.
You you hook this lasso around Sildar. Pull tight as it just closes in around him. So now we will do opposed strength checks. If you beat him, you will pull him towards you off the edge of the cliff.
Okay. And is my strength modifier or my saving?
So this is a strength check, not a strength save.
Okay. Cool. Come on. That's a 9?
Not against his 15, I'm afraid. Oh. Although, hang on.
But the rope's still around him, correct?
Hang on one moment, indeed. He is now, at the very least, restrained.
Yes. That's
okay.
Yeah.
Which means, for the purposes of rulings, mechanically speaking, his speed becomes 0. And he can't benefit from any bonuses because you kind of got him with the rope. So he can't, there's not enough taut on him for him to move. Attack rolls against him have advantage, and he has disadvantage on his attack rolls. And he also has disadvantage on dexterity saving throws.
It's like the perfect home run material for you, Isaac.
Yeah.
Anything Ashes else facing. You'd like to do? I suppose there's probably not much for you to do at the moment, Saga, because you're probably not going to want to move right now.
Just keeping tight hold of that rope.
All right, Johan. Then you are also on the cliff behind, looking down on these bugbears. What would you like to do?
Am I? I thought I cascaded down the rope and hurt myself in the fall.
Maybe I did not update my notes correctly. That sounds familiar. Forgive me.
I seem to have you dropped onto one of them.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
And...
Because I ran ahead.
Mm. Oh, do you know, I've just realised looking at my notes. God, it's been so long. I tried to find time to listen to the last episode, but I got it. I didn't quite have time. You are actually on top of the other bugbear who you hadn't defeated. You're on top of the ginger bugbear, down on the bottom. I had misread my notes.
So this whole time I've been talking to Johan, it's just the...
I'm a little busy at the moment! God, I'm sure I'm going to have people messaging now going, no, that's still not right, Wayne. You've got the continuity all wrong, and I can only apologise. I am dying of the flu. That's going to be my excuse. Anyway. Alright, so... So the ginger bugbear, I'm going to have him, because of my gaff, he's going to be the final on the initiative order, just because that's easier. So you are currently on top of a ginger bugbear. Forgive me, Johan. What would you like to do whilst you are on top of him?
I'll just kill him.
Kill him now.
So I'm gonna attempt to just try and finish him off as quickly as possible, so I can help my comrades with foe Sildar. Okay, then. First, I'm gonna stab with Steven. Tonight, don't stab with Steven. That's with my new +6, which has gone up since I turned level 5. It was +5, now it's +6. I'm very happy about that, so I thought I'd tell you all. That's an 18 against his armor class.
An 18 against his armor class is certainly going to hit.
Splendid.
Roll for damage for me.
Right, so this is it. Not great. That's a 5. Okay. How close is Sergei to moi?
Well, he's 20 feet above you right now.
Hello.
Fair enough. No sneak attack. That'll be 5. Oh, actually. Never mind. Yeah, that'll be 5.
5 points of damage.
And then with my dagger.
Now, I would like to point out that we are in a new initiative. Did you get any benefits from assassination?
It would have given me advantage, but I rolled an 18, so.
But you're forgetting something, good sir.
Oh god, I am, aren't I?
Something quite crucial.
Chat's gonna murder me for this one.
Yes, they are. Because what does a rogue want more than anything else?
Critical hits.
No.
Oh, I thought I might try.
The other one.
Advantage.
Come on.
Because what does advantage give you?
Sneak attack.
Bingo!
So, for the sake of argument, I'm going to roll this again. But, you know, I did get an 18. So, sneak attack, which is with my new total of 3d6.
Wowee.
Wowee. Oh,
come on now. Let's do this in one fell swoop. That's 5 plus 3 plus 1 is 9 plus 5 is 14.
Ooh, how are you bloodying him?
Ooh, it will be a case of if I've crashed on top of the bugbear and he's kind of pull him to his knees and he's kind of like, and I just kind of right in his shoulder, just kind of, I want to get this done, you know, it's not fighting
about. Gouts of blood just spraying all over you.
And just kind of like catches a little blood in his face, but he's just kind of. And then, sensing that he's not quite dead yet, but kind of. He then gets the dagger and then readies it to go into the other side.
With a second attack!
Second attack. Which also gets advantage.
Yes,
which
it
I
does.
Haven't need. Because that was terrible. No! Oh, 7 plus 6 is.
Does assassinate give you advantage on all attacks, or is it just the first one?
I'm going to double check, lest I be wrong. You had advantage on attack rolls against any creature that hasn't taken a turn in combat yet. Any hit you score.
Attack rolls! Plural. Yep. Alright.
Which I might well need, because. How's a 13?
13 will not hit. But that was just the first roll, right?
No, then I rolled a 2.
Oh. Well, then I'm afraid, as this bugbear is freaking out, as all this blood is just squirting out of its shoulder, it just flails about so much, almost like trying to knock you off its back, that you just don't quite manage to land that second strike for the dagger, I'm afraid. Anything else you'd like to do? Yeah.
Wait until he bleeds out.
All right. Next up, then, we have Sildar, who is currently lassoed by Saga. Which really is going to affect his turn quite significantly. Because really, the only thing he could probably do here is to try and break free of this lasso, which is going to have to be a strength check, I guess. An opposed strength check against you again, Saga, to try and break free.
Right. And that is a 11.
He does not manage to break free, as Saga, you just hold onto that rope, pulling it ever tighter, as he really starts to curse under his breath, as he looks towards Thoric, who is at this point getting ready to strike him. And as it happens, Thoric, it's your go next.
Yes.
Baranar, we give you praise upon this day. If I hit him,
yes.
How close is he to the edge?
Well, if he was to take a step back, because he's literally only just pulled himself up, so if he were to take a step back, he would slip.
So, if I hit him, would that potentially knock him over, or would I have to
only,
shove him?
Only if the attack would allow you to move him 5 feet,
which it does,
or
not.
Knock him prone.
In which case, I am going to use the shove action, which is an opposed grapple. I think he has to do strength based against my strength. Might be wrong with that.
Let me see. Action shove. Using the attack action, you can make a special melee attack to shove a creature, either to knock it prone or push it away from you. If you're able to make multiple attacks with the attack action, the attack replaces one of them. The target must be no more than one size larger than you. Instead of making an attack roll, you make a strength athletics check, contested by the target's strength athletics or dexterity acrobatics check the target chooses.
Okay. Cool. I'm going to use athletics, and it is going to be a classic 300-esque Spartan kick. Hopefully.
All right.
I'm just going to full on just boot him in the chest. He needs a little, like, hop up to get there. But...
Okay.
Or, well, you know, to be fair, actually, if he's human size and I'm dwarf size, you know where he's hitting him.
Sure. All right. So what's your athletics roll then?
My athletics. It's a plus six these days. Level five. That is 18.
18 is going to succeed.
Ooh.
How do you shove him, sir?
Yes.
And he just says, "How did you escape the dungeon, you slug?" And just boots him in the chest.
Spartan style.
And just sends him into open space behind him.
And he kind of tries to grab hold, but because of the lasso that is around him, he's kind of, his wrists are kind of at his side.
So I was just hoping that Saga will just like yank him a little bit as he's coming down. Yeah. Just to expedite his fall.
And he tumbles backwards. You almost see his legs flop over the side. As he falls 20 feet, taking a total of 6 bludgeoning damage.
Yes.
As he hits the ground next to you, Saga. Anything else you would like to do, Thoric?
That would have been an action, wouldn't it?
It so, would, yes.
That's fine. I think in which case...
He is prone, by the way, for the record. Restrained and prone.
I think I'm just going to stay where I am and just oversee things. Can I just, in fact, just... No, because that might be a bit more... I was going to say, can I just turn my attention... Can I just look behind me just to check that I'm safe? As safe as I can be in this situation. Just...
Sure. What you can see behind you is essentially a... what looks to be a... unnatural tunnel. It's very squared off, looks dwarven in structure.
Of course.
It veers off very sharply to the right as you look down it.
Great.
about 15 foot away from where you are.
Lovely. Would you allow me to... Oh, do I have rope? I can check I have rope. Would you allow me to get some rope out and just kick it over the edge?
Sure.
Cool. Thoric is holding one end of the rope. He kicks out a bundle of rope just so it is hanging over next to Saga or anyone that needs it. He's just going to hold it there.
Very nice. Okay.
He's just going to look down at Saga and just go, nice.
Alrighty. Now we move into bugbear territory. There is one rope remaining with a bugbear climbing up it. There is blonde bugbear who's currently prone, I believe. So he's going to use half his movement to get to his feet. There is the ginger bugbear who is currently bleeding out, almost. Certainly a lot of blood, with a Johann on his back. And a Saga with a Sildar prone on the ground next to him. Now, can he... He's had to use half his movement to get up. So he actually can't reach anybody. He's thrown all of his javelins. So he's going to have to dash. And he's going to dash towards you, Saga.
Okay.
But that is going to be ultimately his go. Because he can't do anything else. But he's going to dash to engage with you. Mm-hmm. Seemingly with a view to protecting Sildar. Then...
how close does he get?
Well, because he's dashed, he's been able to engage with you. So he's now very much in your space. You can smell the stench of goblinoid in your vicinity. Then we have the brunette bugbear, who is, I believe, climbing up a rope towards you, Sergei, as you were threatening to ignite the very rope that he was climbing on. And so he's going to climb all the way up, pull himself up with Morning Star in hand, and he's going to swing it at you with full force. For a 13 against your armor class. I can't hear you, James. I think you are on mute.
My armor class is a 14.
Ooh, very nice. So you managed to just deftly sidestep this Morning Star. This bugbear kind of signposted a little bit as he climbs up and swings at you. So it gives you enough time to react, certainly, to get out of the way. That's going to be that bugbear's turn. Finally, we have the ginger bugbear, upon whom Johann is on his back. So, this bugbear, the ginger bugbear, is going to, with his Morning Star, try and swat at you over his shoulder. Which means he is going to be attacking with disadvantage, Johann. Because he can't actually see you. as you see this Morning Star fly towards your face, you just whoop over the other side and pop your head over the other shoulder. Kind of like a human whack-a-mole.
I was about to say I am the knight, but human whack-a-mole is so much more on
brand. So much more on brand. Alright. And then this bugbear with you on his back, Johann, is actually going to move only at half his speed with you on his back towards Saga. Doesn't manage to get there to engage fully, but he is going to try and close in, perhaps, I don't know, in the hopes of support from a comrade, possibly, who knows.
These bugbears are fanatically loyal. Like, I'm hanging on. He's been...
they need to unionize or something, because you know they can't be being paid enough for this.
Makes me wonder if we're in the right profession. Like,
yeah,
what is he paying these bugbears that they're so loyal to him? Is Wayne choking on the story that he created?
It seems so. It seems so. All right. So that brings us to the top of the round. So we're now at round two. Sergei, you now have a bugbear swinging his morning star at you. That's not a euphemism. What would you like to do?
Lovely. So I moved my flaming torch towards a Sildar, and then he fell down. So I assume if I can just drop it, it will possibly land. Sergei kind of goes a... You see like a light bulb moment, and he realizes the cool line he's going to go for, realizing that Thonic is a very good cook, and he's just going to go out of the frying pan and drop the torch.
No. Just wanted to say a quick thank you and a huge thank you to our patrons who, without whom none of this would be possible, and they've brought this video to you today. So a huge thank you from us to Jason Bradwell, Jason Udall, Chrissy Kirby, Nigel Radgett, Rebecca Hill, Robert Treadwell, James Hamilton, J.R. Belliston, and Gary Lloyd. A huge, massive thank you from us to you for your continued support of our show and making everything that we're doing possible.